Today's report is going to be shorter but denser, so let's start with our drama corner. Anthropic is back on our drama radar for three reasons. Two gaffes and one thing that honestly terrifies me. The first is that Claude Code is finally open source, but not exactly by choice. On or around March 30th, 2026, Anthropic published version 2.1.88 of Claude Code to the public NPM registry, and it included the whole Claude Code source. This happened because they still didn't automate the automatic deployment of the NPM package, as far as I understood. On Twitter, we saw two sides of Anthropic. The lawyer side, where they sent DMCA letters to everyone who forked the repo, and the other side, where people like Boris and Tariq could finally speak about a product that looks more like a secret kept by God than an actual product. The second was Boris announcing the official ban on third-party tool use for the Claude Max subscription. And the third is the release of Mythos. Maybe I'll make a full-length post about it, but that model is genuinely terrifying, like something we haven't really seen before. I'm not saying this just because I'm an AI addict, or because I'm biased, let alone because Anthropic is paying me. I'm saying it because a bunch of things are lining up, for example. The benchmarks posted as an April Fool's joke were lower than the ones that were actually released. The model is not publicly available and is only being given to companies, yet it already started finding CVEs left and right. Now, we'll see if this model gets released soon. I don't think so. At this point, I think it's more of an end-of-year thing. I guess we still need to mention one last thing, the cloud-managed agents they just released. Basically, they're giving you the infra and everything else you need to build hosted agents. The problem is the usual one, lock-in inside their ecosystem. If you're building only with the Agent SDK and Anthropic models, then this solution is really good. If you want to use the best models and the best infra across the board, then the choice is yours. Now, let's stop talking about Anthropic and move to something a bit happier. On the model side, we got a few interesting things from open source. Gemma 4 by Google, which looks quite interesting for mobile users. GLM 5.1 from the Xi team, which topped coding benchmarks and was third or fourth on Code Arena. And last but not least, we actually had a new Nano Banana Pro moment this week, Seedance 2.0. It's finally generally available and it's crazy good. I will make the dedicated post and maybe a dedicated newsletter about it because it's really that good. But is also crazy expensive since it's $0.125 per second for 720p videos. Another thing is not strictly related to models, but it is related to the best coding model available, which is GPT 5.4. OpenAI just launched a new $100 tier for ChatGPT and Codex, so you can get almost unlimited usage for $100 a month. They are also doubling the rate limits for the whole month, so it's hard to complain. One last thing I want to spend a couple of minutes on is OpenAI acquiring the show TBPN. It's an AI/software-centric show, so the move actually makes sense. OpenAI is moving more toward the B2B side, so I guess that's the right audience for this. I'm not that interested in the deal itself, so I'm mostly covering it to say, if you have a media company, push harder, because apparently one of the big labs might acquire you. That's it for this edition. Go touch grass, drink water, and maybe check what your agents did while you were reading this. Salutes from the AI guy.